So Ram also did not seem to obey Vasishtha when Vasishtha came and asked him to come back to the kingdom. So actually, the relationship over there is quite different from the way we have relationships in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. Now, Ram's spiritual master was not exactly Vasishtha. Now, he was their family priest. And even now, if you see, they're in different traditions, they have different ways. In the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, usually they don't have Diksha Guru the way we have in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. They have what is called a Grantha Guru. That means for each, if you want to study one book, you go to one guru. If you want to study another book, you go to another guru. Of course, I have one primary spiritual guide, whose guidance we take, whose blessings we take while going to various other specialist teachers also. So the point here is, Vasishtha was the family priest. And as the family priest, he was more of a advisor rather than a spiritual master. So in our terms, we may use the word spiritual master. But the mantras, especially the martial mantras, were given to him not by Vasishtha, but by Vishwamitra. And later on also, before the Kurukshetra, before the Lanka Yuddha, it was Agastya Muni also gave another set of mantras. And Ram was able to kill Ravana using the Aditya Hridaya mantra, which was given by Vasishtha. So in that sense, the Brahmana or the priest is the advisor for the king, and the king has his discretion by which the king may sometimes choose to follow the instructions, sometimes choose not to follow the instruction. And Ram was not just acting in defiance of his guru. He said that I have my father's instruction, and there is no immediate exigency because of which I should not follow my father's instruction. So there is, in the Bhagavatam also we see that sometimes Bali Maharaj did not follow the instruction of Shukracharya. So the point is that there is the principle of dharma, and one principle of dharma is we should follow the instruction of our elders. Spiritual master is the foremost elder, and spiritual master instructions are extremely important. But in this case, Vasishtha Muni was not exactly the spiritual master of Ram. He was a royal priest, and Ram had other principles of dharma to consider while choosing his actions. And that's how he acted accordingly.